Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The deal with the puppy is every time the puppy wakes up, you're supposed to take the puppy out.
Take him out, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm not. That ain't my job. I said that. I made that real clear. Mm-hmm. I said, I am not the puppy taker outer, especially when I'm going down a flight of stairs with old hips, 61 years old. When I make that trek up Mount Everest to get into our little loft bedroom up here, I am done walking for the day.
I'm done moving my body.
Time to move Mike upstairs, honey. Okay.
So anyway, it's it would have been a lovely home for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it would have been fantastic. Dan Marino was involved. And I know the money goes to cancer research. Awesome. But when I looked at the name of the giveaway and the what was, I think, a sweet moment of the founder of the company calling the young man that won the house.
Was the person that won the house in Florida a Floridian?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Did he share the same last name as the owner?
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Before the show started, my finger brushed up against one of my little soundboards here, and I realize sometimes that music I never play. I never play the song titled Scottish-Irish Music. Because it's so dark.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
But are bagpipes really Irish as much as they are Scottish? Is it a little insulting to group them together?
Well, I don't know. That's a difficult question to answer. But I'm also going to turn it up.
I love this.
That's the traditional one.
For some reason, I love bagpipes. I feel like Rob hates them, but when I hear them, they're beautiful.
You know what? I've heard Rob. You know, we've worked together.
They're dissonant.
Do you have a little thing with bagpipes?
They're dissonant, and they're very loud, especially when you see them. But you know what?
I don't think they're loud.
What? Bagpipes live. I can dig a little bit because it's a neat thing and it's a fantastic instrument to watch someone play. But just to hear it, I find it dissonant and a little unpleasant.
The only and just because I'm Latin and also I was raised on Univision.
You're Latin?
And Telemundo, yes.
Right. The only next thing you'll be telling us about is degree.
The only reference I have. Not all Latinos go to business school, Rob.
That's
thank
true.
You for grouping. That's a great stereotype. Mm-hmm. The only reference I have for bagpipes when I was a child was the movie Backdraft and the funeral procession.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only, and I remember I was like, what instrument is that? I remember, this is before you can go to the web, if I'm not mistaken. I had to look it up on the World Book, like figure out what the hell was going on with
that
instrument.
Did you have encyclopedias growing up?
Yes.
You see, I never got a good encyclopedia set, and it drove me. I loved encyclopedias.
We had the cheap one.
The World Book.
We had the World Book.
Yeah, my dad was cheap.
World Book was also a little more pop culture-y. It wasn't the Britannica, but I tell you what, I had the worst encyclopedias, Funk and Wagnalls, which you bought the first one, for 9 cents at the grocery store. And then every week they would have another volume at the grocery
store.
You
had Funk and Wagnalls?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure it's been thrown away by now. But
I'm just looking at my soundboard here. I'd love to hear more about your encyclopedias, but I've got
music I know about to play. Them, Rob.
But the thing, you had to buy them once a week. And I think we missed R for some reason. I guess we might have been on vacation.
That's so funny.
So I had 25 volumes.
I've been looking for the Middle East sound for forever. This is it.
Is this on a multicultural page?
It isn't. My organizational skills are nil. I don't do this. I mean, I have this on the same page as this.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Now, this is what I used to use when I was a club DJ. This is a true story.
Uh-huh.
When I used to be ready for everybody to get out. And it was kind of quiet, and a couple of people had paired off, and there were people in the corners of the Raffles 2 Lounge in Gaithersburg, Maryland. I said, all right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. It's time to get the hell out of here. That's right.
It's been a fun evening, but the fun has to end sometime. And you do actually have homes, don't you? I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all your bartenders and your waitresses. And you know how you can thank them as well, ladies and gentlemen. Leave a little something extra for the effort, if you know what I mean. But at this particular time, we need you to drink up. Get those glasses off the table, because we don't want the alcohol beverage control folks coming here and making everybody's life miserable. Am I right, ladies?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I'm guessing
right,
the volume.
Paul. I'll get them out of here. What's
went
that?
Up, I'm guessing the volume went a little up when you played that, too.
Oh, yeah. Was it low? Was it low?
No. I'm talking about at the club. I mean,
yeah,
I bet,
sounded great here.
Yeah, you sounded really good, but I'm guessing that you really just wanted to blow them out of there. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That, yeah. Get out. That's how I really was. Oh, here we go. This is it. All right. Let me play this one.
Look at my boy. Look what they've done to my boy. Look at my sonny boy. There.
Isn't that big? Boy. I don't
good
know who
score.
Is this Bill Conti that might have written this?
I think it's a guy named Rosa.
Rosa?
I right, think.
Sure. Oh, I have two Irish musics on here.
Oh, good.
I have Scottish Irish music, and then I have Irish music. This will be much more stereotypical, Rob.
This is something you would yell at me for playing.
Politicians and alcoholics. Politicians and alcoholics. Police chiefs and alcoholics.
You would get mad if I played that.
This is Buddy Rich. I like this particular song.
Nino Rota.
I was close.
You were close. Because I like this the way the angry Buddy Rich countdown for his band.
Okay.
Here we go. All right. It's a little song called Away We Go, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know what kind of music I have that you'll never hear on the show, I have stuff like this, you know? And
this
sounds like Away We Go, right?
Yeah. We've used that as a closer before. Is that from one of his live albums? Maybe it was a bad night. Then he would have to count off
the
like Shay, that.
Probably recorded at the Shay's Lounge in
3-4.
You know, and that's it. And then this one, of course. I like this one.
Great.
Casanova Baby. I have no idea why I have these. You know, doesn't make any sense. But I'm just going through them right now to see what I have. Oh,
that's
I have
the best
page.
Reimagined Elvis record right there.
I don't know why. But... Hey, everybody. Power 105 WABA. Hey, have you been out licking doorknobs? Well, be aware of your fellow man. That's right. We got something going on we've never had going on. I wonder if I was a DJ in the 80s during the pandemic. My God, what would I do then? We'd probably give away a pandemic Porsche. That's right. Don't lick the key. Your chance to win coming up in 20 minutes.
She's totally crazy.
All right.
Can I do a request, Mike, while you're in there?
That would be hilarious.
That was actually a good 80s pandemic talk-up. Could you do a Mike Beach pandemic talk-up?
All right. Okay, let me see.
Mike Beach was another disc jockey on Power 105, Oscar, who didn't really go deep on topicality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Surface level.
Power 105. WABA. Mike Beach Show. I'll be with you till 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, USA Today's reporting that more cases than ever before in this little pandemic. Wow, that's difficult, isn't it? Yeah, you know, I guess what you might want to do is just, I don't have much to say. Maybe keep washing your hands. Oh, here's another one. USA Today says gum chewing has nothing to do with the pandemic. Well, how about that?
I have a question about the pandemic Porsche giveaway.
Yes.
Is it just a 1,000 mile a year lease because no one's driving?
No,
anywhere
we gave away. When we gave away our Porsche, it was your
It was
guy.
A giveaway, not a lease?
It was. Oh, I talk about the 80s when I was working at that station.
Mm-hmm.
Major market pop stations in New York, D.C.,
wow.
Los Angeles, Chicago. They had budgets. They had you had to.
Yeah.
You had to.
That's right, Arch.
You had to compete. You had to compete.
When I was getting into radio, I saw the transition from one giveaway we had to then you would win a lease. You'd win like a 3-year lease.
Yeah, done that. I've given away leases.
Yeah.
You know, and when I worked at small market stations, I gave away, a dirt bike, which was a big deal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Giving away, I remember to play Electric Avenue, I got to give away a motorcycle.
That's
a little bitty motorcycle.
But that's not payola.
And I, well,
you know,
it was a promotion from the record
company. Exactly. Yeah.
But and no, meanwhile, we gave away great stuff.
KCJJ to this day keeps the tradition alive. They're giving away Groupons, which is great. You know,
yes, and let's take this opportunity to say hi to Steve Bridges, who is celebrating. He's always celebrating something, isn't he?
Observing.
He
it's more of an observance.
He's always observing something. So congratulations to him. So let me see what else I have here.
Can I ask you about another giveaway that I always thought was fascinating?
Yeah, and then now, you remember when you turned his send down?
Yes.
Now it's got to come.
Okay, I'm coming. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yes, go
ahead, Rob. One of the most fascinating giveaways, and it had to be an expensive one, was the Powertrain to Nowhere.
The Powertrain to Nowhere.
I love this. Yeah.
This was as a listener, it sounded so huge. The station hired an actual Amtrak train.
It was a party, basically, where we rented a train. And we had the whole train. We had the whole train, and we went up and down. I think it was an Amtrak promotion, maybe. I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but we went on like real Amtrak tracks and went to nowhere. We went up to somewhere, turned around, and came back.
It's an amazing thing. It sounded so huge. And that's the thing, is that even if they do giveaways now, radio is not as much a part of people's lives.
The national, I would say, competitions are... giveaways. By the way, breaking news, I did not win that Omaze house.
Oh, Oscar.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
So sorry.
Somebody else in Florida won it, and I smell a rat.
Like the fix is in?
Well, this is a window into my soul. Just a quick sidebar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Remember when you guys were making fun of me for basically buying raffle tickets for things I'll never win?
You were right.
Because I was counting down the days for this Boca Raton, whatever it was, giveaway for this home, which was not cheap. Like, it just was not per ticket. I think it
would have been a lovely home for you.
Oh, my God. It would have been fantastic. Dan Marino was involved. And I know the money goes to cancer research. Awesome. But when I looked at the name of the giveaway and a sweet moment of the founder of the company calling the young man that won the house.
Was the person that won the house in Florida a Floridian?
Yes.
Mm. Mm. Did he share the same last name as the owner?
I'm Tony Gonzalez. Hello, Mr. Gonzalez. Thank you, Mr. Gonzalez.
It was for a good cause, but it was, when I saw the name that did not say my name, I said, oh. So I didn't win, and the guys were right.
Yeah.
Didn't you put multiple entries in?
Oh, yeah. I have not won anything. I guess for now, at least, these national competitions back full circle to where you're not going to win is probably that type of competition.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good cause, and it's also a great way to unload a house that's not moving.
Yeah, right.
And I would think, and by the way, you know, you're flying right into the middle of the pandemic, the belly of the beast in that part of Florida.
I would have moved. I would have been a heartbeat.
It's easy to social distance when you're on 15 acres.
Yes. Yeah, this is true. It was a small house, right?
I mean, it was a small house. It was a small lot. But it was funny because when you fantasize and you dream, Mike, you're not in reality. And I would sit there and I'd like, look, okay, 48 more hours or 2 more days of entries and then it's closed. And then you wait like for a 7-day window before they pick and vet the winner. And I'm like, I wonder if they're vetting me.
Right.
And then I got the old email saying, see who won the house? I'm like, well, I guess it wasn't me.
Yeah, I was dreaming last night. I was looking at a house that's about 3 miles up the road down this long driveway, this massive house with this amazing view. And you know what? The grass is always greener, Oscar.
Yeah.
The grass is always greener.
True, true,
you know,
true.
My new neighbor up here, has put a dumpster in the front yard to clean up the yard, and they're very nice. But the view, as I said, I look at some of the homes up here with these spectacular views, and I think the grass is greener. You know,
I'm looking at a woodshed. So you're saying you don't like the dumpster in front of your house?
Maybe not,
Mike. I hate to be a glass half full guy.
Yeah,
but at least the dumpster's not on fire.
But you know what? It's also I think cleaning up stuff.
Yeah,
but you know,
can you use it?
Yeah, do you
could
have
you sneak
access
some
to
stuff
the dumpster?
In it? Yeah.
Carla made reference to that when we had some extra trash. But I'm trying to get to organized and handy up here. And I'm trying to, we'll get to this in the body of the
show.
I need my psychotherapy because, frankly, being up here is my, it's my transition period of time where I adjust. Everybody's up here. All the family members are up here. And tonight will be our first conclave. My nephew, he's my cousin, but I call him my nephew, Ben, is up here with his new baby.
Oh, we love Ben. We love
baby
Ben.
Baby Zoe.
Ben is awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna meet Ben and baby Zoe. They're going to be up here tonight, so I'm very excited about that.
Is everyone up there because it is a good escape from the COVID?
Like a staging area.
Or is everyone up there? Or is it there because it's summer and they go up there anyway?
No, they're up here because everybody has been up here. This is where
that's so great.
Escaped to, and it's
so the entire O'Mara brain trust is on that point,
right?
Yeah, and then the paranoia, which my wife has gotten into as well, which I've shared with her, is happening, and I think maybe everybody suffers from it, but I'm not really sure. Where you start to wonder, I'll give you the example. All right, the example is my cousin's. Is coming over for, we're going to have him over for dinner, and we have people coming in next week, and we had to cancel. And then we were going to go out to dinner with my sister tonight, and she canceled because she's going to my cousin's to meet the baby. Well, because she did not get the notice about the baby meeting, she said, well, I guess everybody's going over to meet the baby except us. That's that paranoid, and that's how it starts, right? And I'm going down there, and Carla's upstairs. I go downstairs. I was like, all right, I don't need this right now. You know what this does to me. You're feeding this monster.
Yeah.
You're feeding my paranoia, my FOMO, fear of missing out, that I don't really have FOMO because I moved away from all the people. But I still, you like to be included. I go downstairs. I open up my phone. There's a text message, not from the wife, but from the husband, who says, come over and meet the baby. I'm like, Carla, get down here right now. There's the invite you were talking about right here. But when my wife communicated with my sister, who said she was going to meet the baby, my sister didn't say anything about it other than they're going over to meet the baby. So Carla says, well, it must be nice that everybody in the family is going over to meet the baby and da 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 da. So I tell Carla, there's the invite. Carla texts my sister back and says, by the way, we were invited. We'll probably see you there as well. And then my sister texts back to Carla, well, I knew that. There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
Mike, what you need to do.
Why information parsed out to maximize Mike's paranoia.
What you need to do is be proactive and tomorrow invite the entire family over to meet the dumpster.
Yeah, I know. That's very nice.
Hey, guys, you got stuff to dump? I got a dumpster in front of my yard. Come on over.
Yeah, come on over. You don't have to use up any of your trash bag labels. Come on.
I'll just have everybody over and play Tom Sawyer by Rush, everybody. There we go. Yeah. Power 105 WABA. We never played that on Power 105 WABA.
Mike.
No.
Is it the Florida situation, or is that compounded by you and the Florida situation that people are like not running to say hello with open arms?
He's sick, you know.
Okay. Don't think the Florida plate on my car up here.
Oh yeah.
I haven't thought about
it
because it's super. They're super paranoid down there.
Come meet the baby in 14 days.
No, we're doing a social distancing meet. That's what we're doing.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a strange. I think I read somebody say, if you're feeling a little depressed, if you're in a depression based on what we're going through, I had acclimated to the horrors of being in the center of the pandemic, believe it or not. Now that I'm in the kind of more of an outsider up here, I am going through kind of the same malaise and the uncertainty that people go through. But it is, I think, you know, statistically, a much safer place than I'm in right now. But it's still, my heart is down in Southwest Florida, and I'm reading about it every single day. And it does get you into a bit of a malaise. It's nonstop.
A lot of people are going through that.
I can't imagine that you wouldn't be affected by this in some way. It's really tough.
It gets weird. Up here, these are deep-seated issues that I've talked about every year that I come up here, and it's and I know people get burned out about it. Oh, Mike,
I love
like
it.
And somebody's going to put, so, mark my words, somebody will put up on social media, oh, Mike, who is this struggling show? I guess he's not struggling at his second home. I'm so sorry. He's so sad up there. Well, it's just everybody's got
eat
family
it.
Issues.
Yeah, I know
that. But those eat people it. That are going to put that up there, they're people that can't handle that. And I get that. I understand that because, but everybody has their own different trip.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But when I get really depressed, this is true because I think everybody goes through this. When I get really down, is when suddenly I start thinking about family coming in next week, which I've got, and who's going to be coming from where, and what are the rules, and are people getting tested, and blah, blah, blah. And it goes on and on, and you suddenly realize just how strange it is. And then you read the news items that, you know, when you're proud of your country, which I am, and I say, what happened? Why is it us? Why did we screw this up so bad? Why did we screw this up so bad when an article just this morning that I was reading about how everybody wearing masks, how it might have changed things a little bit. It's stunning. It's so simple. It's so simple and it's so easy. It's stunning when you think about that. And, you know, then I get depressed, but I get over it really quickly and I go right back and I, you know, I play my music. I play my Red Hot Chili Peppers. All right, there you go. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah.
How you doing? Welcome to the dumbest country on the face of the earth. That's right. We're the United States. We're the team leader being mocked by everybody in the world.
But at least, Mike.
It didn't help that time. It didn't
help. At least we continue to screw up. It's not like it's totally in our rearview mirror.
You know,
we're playing it steady.
We were the ones. We were the shining city on the hill.
Yep.
We were the ones. We were.
I think we can be again, Mike. That's you got to be optimistic and
yeah. If everybody votes
and root,
yeah.
Sorry to get political, but I'm going to get political.
Well, I think we should all vote regardless.
Vote.
I've turned the corner, Mike. You know this.
Yes,
I know you. I know you have.
Yeah.
You have because you have medical people in your family and you talk to them, and that's the way it goes. But up here, I don't think I'm nearly as depressed as I would be without a pandemic. Okay, it's the pandemic has compounded other things.
Right. It also lets that truly hates you, it gives them an out for not coming over right away.
I think that too. Where it has nothing to do with it. Do you read that email?
Opportunism, Mike. It's what it is.
The people who aren't showing for this thing tonight?
Yeah.
The one family member?
Oh, I did not know that. Jesus.
I'll tell you off the air. Don't want to mention names.
I have a guess.
No, you're wrong about your guess because I know what your guess is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're wrong about the guess. I'll text you the guess.
Okay, good.
I can't wait.
But also, you can never call them on it.
Because
when you
it's
say,
not worth it.
I don't feel that it's wise for all of us to get together. Ideally, that's what, you know, that's a wise, empathetic thing to say. But if they're doing it because they don't want to see your face.
Yeah.
That's the reason.
I don't know. You know, everybody's got their own trips that they're dealing, but everybody stay safe. And
I did not think that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But and it had absolutely nothing to do with me.
You know,
as far as I know, I can you tell that I'm a little neurotic up here? I am. I'm a little neurotic. I need a psychotherapist, but they don't have them up here. I don't think they are allowed.
Well, telemedicine's pretty big. Pretty big.
Carla, are you in here? Did we have a paranoid moment yesterday or what? Come here for a second. You don't have to come on camera. You look lovely, though. I wish everybody could see you looking like this, though. Come on, Gladys Kravitz. Why don't you come over and get on camera?
Got a big fuzzy slippers on?
Do you want to show the world what you've been knocking around in this morning? Come on. Do everybody a favor. Come on over.
Come on.
Come on, there
you go.
See this hair?
I'm cheating.
This is mane hair.
Oh.
Wow. We're going to this nice restaurant, and there you are in a simple house dress. Hey, did we have a paranoid moment yesterday or what? Where we thought everybody was against us? Yes.
She sounds happy, Mike.
Well, Mike, you know about paranoia.
Yeah.
The guy went to the library, and he says, excuse me, do you have any books on paranoia? And the librarian says,
They're right behind you.
Bad joke.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Come here, I'm going to eat you. I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly. Come on. You're lucky, wee man.
Ah, can I have a hug?
Dr. Evil, let me make you a deal, all right? You get the motor, you keep your money, and I'll get your baby.
Right.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Wants to eat mini me.
Excuse me.
Chili baby back ribs.
You didn't answer my question. Are you happy?
Of course I'm no happy. Look at me, I'm a big fat slob. I've got bigger titties than you do. I've got more chins than a Chinese phone book. I've not seen my willy in 2 years, which is long enough to declare legally dead. I can't stop eating. I eat because I'm unhappy. I'm unhappy because I eat. It's a vicious cycle. If you'll excuse me, there's someone I have to get in touch with and forgive. Sorry, I farted. It's a long road ahead.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Michael O'Mara, Rob Spina, yeah. Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, it's a weird show. It's a weird week of shows. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We're heard all over the place, from Antelope, California, to Hyattsville, Maryland, Downington, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Denby and Newport News, Virginia, and Hancock County, Maine, right here where we're talking to you from up here in this studio. Send Rob with two B's your city or your location, even your neighborhood. We don't care. We have fun with it. We'd love to hear from you. Our show today brought to you by Homedics UV Clean, new product that we're telling you about on the Mike O'Mara Show. Now more than ever, it is important to keep items like your cell phone clean. You know that if you read the news. Because if your phone isn't clean, your hands won't be clean either. Right. Homedics UV Clean Phone Sanitizer is a portable pouch that cleans your phone instantly with UV light. It kills up to 99.9% of bacteria and viruses at the DNA level using no harmful chemicals or liquid. What it is, it's a phone sanitizer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly what it is. The phone gets the griblies. That's right. Dirtier than a toilet seat in many cases.
True.
It sanitizes the Homedics UV Clean. It disinfects both sides of your phone 10 times faster than other products on the market in only 60 seconds. Perfect for the busy person, plus your choice of cool colors as well. You can use it wherever you go. Everyone at TMOS loves it, and you're going to love yours. Oscar's been using it for months. It is a great way just to keep everything the way it should be.
We just ordered two more for my mom and my father.
Oh, right.
It's a great time to get involved, and for some reason, we've always used it. I was like, I wonder if my mom has one, and she didn't, so we got one.
That's cool.
What is the point of washing your hands or sanitizing your hands with hand sanitizer and then putting your hands on a gribbly phone? You shouldn't do that. You should get the Homedics UV Clean. Even with overwhelming demand for UV Clean, Mike O'Mara Show listeners can get free shipping plus $20 off a future Homedics purchase. Just head to getuvclean.com and use promo code TMOS. That's GETUVCLEAN.com and use promo code TMOS. Don't forget, every time you wash your hands, you need to clean your phone, too. Get uvclean.com and do it today, everybody. So one of the things I do when I get into the country and I feel like I'm a manly man, because there are trees and there's a woodshed and there's it's the country and
Mike,
I'm doing that.
It's bucolic up there. It's absolutely bucolic and beautiful.
So this is a standard project, a homeowner project where... I'm gonna power wash my deck.
Oh, okay.
And,
excellent.
Super
and
easy.
I've got a power washer down in the garage, and I'm going to take the nozzle off the hose and attach it to the back of the power washer and do it. The deck that I have here is one of those kind of plasticky decks, you know, the Trex or whatever it is. It's the stuff that does, it's not wood.
It's fake it's, wood, it's, but it's easy to clean.
It's a space age polymer, and it lasts forever. Yeah.
Now, if you're in the she areas up here, you know, say, oh, what is that? I said, well, it's a you know, it's a hybrid product. It's a conglomeration of as oh, you don't have real real wood.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's not cedar.
Yeah,
sorry.
The rustic people.
Or
the
teak.
The rustic
or teak.
People would buy. Yeah.
My deck
a vinyl
is built
house
from,
up here. You know?
My house.
I mean, it's
The deck was built from reclaimed wood from a Spanish
precisely.
Galleon.
Yeah, exactly. So that's that type of crap. Not for me. No, I like stuff that lasts. One of the things it does, though, is it gets moss, almost like green film on it over the course of the
slippery.
Year. Now, last year's project was spray painting shutters that I put on the house.
Yeah,
that lasted the winter. They held up. They look fantastic. That was a massive project for us that
Carla
we did.
Carla really did most of the... I remember seeing a video.
There was
she
a video.
She did most of the ladder climbing.
Yeah.
And wasn't there... There was something to do with going in and out of a bathroom window, as I recall.
Yes.
Yeah. God, you guys remembered that. Yeah, I got stuck.
Yeah.
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Not in the window. But
no, I had a bad... My hips were in much worse shape at that particular time.
They weren't
time.
Made for dancing yet. Yeah,
it well, was very... And then I had to put my foot down into a bathtub to get through the window, and it was... I almost killed myself. I remember being on my back. I was on my back like a turtle. And that did... But I put the ones on the main level...
That's all you, baby.
I put most of those up myself. Yeah. I did that, and then we had a work guy that had a longer ladder. He put the last pair up on the other side of the house that's got the tallest peak.
Do you have
and
to
we did
sand them down? Because I'm due for that for the two shutters I have, and they're already
I'm
flaking.
Trying to remember. I know I clean them thoroughly.
They're vinyl, aren't they? They're not wooden, right?
They're vinyl. They're plastic, really.
Yeah, so I think, as I recall, he power washed and then painted them. That's
okay.
How I
power washed and then spray painted them.
Right.
And I got the spray paint in the garage. I'll give it a plug for free tomorrow. They've held up beautifully. And a main winter with salt air, you know, that's problematic. So this year, the little mini project is the power washing of the deck. Has anyone ever had this experience? I go to get the hose, and I've got two lengths of hose. One that's that standard green hose, and then the other one, I got a super space age thin hose that inflates when
expands.
You put the water in it.
I love those.
Yes. They're great.
Yeah.
I love it.
What's not great is that I put a nozzle on it and I left. And when I came back, I went to unscrew the nozzle on the end of the hose. And it is, I mean, it's going nowhere. I am talking about like almost hurting my hands to do this.
Wow.
I can't get it off. I can't get the old WD-40.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the WD-40 into it and I try to grab that off.
Is the
that
nozzle on the, either. Is it on the standard hose or the expandable hose?
It's on the expandable hose.
Now, I just replaced my expandable hose this year.
They don't last.
I stepped up. I went from plastic fittings to one that had brass fittings. Do you have metal or plastic fittings on your expandable hose?
I have metal. I have metal fittings.
Okay, so there's
and
no
I'm talking
give at all.
About fused. I am working on it. I get wrenches. I get pliers. I'm doing all of this, and then I go to YouTube because like, there's got to be a hack for this.
Perfect.
There's got to be a hack. Well, apparently, the world of videos put by people that can't get a spray nozzle off is populated by the most verbose idiot patrol you would ever have in your life. Here it is. All right. You can accomplish probably anything on a YouTube video with a how-to by 35, 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
By just giving it straight ahead. I don't need to know you. I don't need to know your personality. I don't need to have a thundering rock
music.
When you're asking for subscribers, you dicks.
I want
my hack. Give me my hack and give it to me straight. And by the way, the guys that do it, that are real professionals with great GoPro cameras and great
lighting.
Shots and lighting, the whole deal. They did. But you get so many people and the stammering where you'll say, hey, everybody, it's Pete again. Don't forget to subscribe to my page. And then he goes on and on. Before he's even touched the hose,
I love
I'm hearing like, I mean, he's going for like 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Where it's just shut up. And so this other guy that had the good lighting, he says, I have the solution for getting a spray nozzle off a garden hose. And he's, and I'm waiting. I'm going to say, okay, what type of household item will you use? Because that's usually the ones that benefit me. And by the time he gives his 45-second me-so-special speech, he actually brings a, he says, now what you need is a Dremel. I don't have a goddamn Dremel. I'm
who
not a guy.
Who has a Dremel?
Who has a Dremel? Do you have a Dremel, Oscar?
No. No.
Rob, do you have a Dremel?
Only for my toenails, Mike.
Gross.
That is so nasty. And
can you explain what a Dremel is? Most people don't know.
Yeah, Dremel is a little drill that has an attachment on it, and you can cut with it. You can file with it.
It's a baby grinder. It's what it is.
It's a baby grinder, and he cuts through the hose, and then he chisels it off.
Well, then that's not a solution. You're ruining the hose.
That wasn't a solution. So I ended up, now, one could say, disengage the extension hose from the main hose. By the way, I don't know if that's fused on either. It probably is. Oh, God, I just realized that.
What?
Because that's where I am right now. It's probably fused on the other side, too.
Oh, both sides.
Salt air, man.
It'll corrode,
air,
right?
Baby.
It'll corrode.
Oh, my God.
Is it cheaper to? How much do those hoses cost? I'm not sure.
$29.
Oh. Yeah,
they're not
expensive. Yeah, but if you go to the Home, we don't have anything. the big chain store, Home, we don't have anything. Home, we're sold out of anything that people really want.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't have any hoses.
Walmart.com.
I went into the Home Depot, the chain, one of the few chains that makes it up here in the land of nothing. One of the few chains that established a beachhead. And you walk in, I said, "Where are your garden hoses?" They're over there, but I think they're probably sold out. And I remember I was trying not to be a dick.
They're not over there.
I said, "You're sold out of garden hoses in the beginning of July." Yeah, a lot of people want them. Yeah, that's why you have what are called buyers for your store. This isn't toilet paper.
You know what else, Mike? Right now, your entire family is on a text chain saying, "You know he doesn't have a hose."
He doesn't even have a girl. So that's later. So I decide that I'm not going to just buy my way out of this. Well, technically, that's wrong. I'm going to fix it.
Yes.
I'm going to fix it.
Handyman.
So I have in my little workshop, I have a hacksaw. I have a hacksaw, and in my little workshop, I also, well, now I have a brand new tool that I installed myself. On the workbench from the handyman that owned this house, I installed a vice.
Oh, I love a good vice.
Vice is the best.
I love vices.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. I get the vice. Now, he had another vice in there. He took it away when he left, but there was a room for a vice. It didn't fit. The vice that I bought, I got what was called a homeowner's vice, which is for home use. It's not a turbo one.
Right.
It's just a smaller vice. And
enough to dip your nuts in.
I got the hardware for it.
That's on the box, Oscar.
I got the hardware, and I mounted the vice on the workbench, and then I said, "Carla, can you bring me that hose, please?" I don't know if Carla disengaged the other side yet. I'll find that out today. I bring the hose down into the workbench.
So the hose is long enough that you can bring it into the workroom without taking it off?
I don't even know yet.
Done.
Right now, I can't concentrate on the show because I'm thinking if that's attached to the other end, I might not be able to
do my little
household
project.
Do you want to run,
go check?
This is a solid vice.
Yes.
I'm looking at it right now. Solid vice.
You're looking at the Home Depot.
Your typical vice.
What's the name of the product? What's the name of
it? It's a Besley.
Bezzy or something like that,
homeowners,
right?
Homeowners, bench, vice.
Yeah. Yeah. How about those names, too, for some of those products?
You know,
it's not Craftsman or anything like
Jeez.
It. It's Tico. It's the Tico vice, or something like that. So I get it. I get the spray nozzle on the end of the hose, put it in my vice. Perfectly put it so that the spray nozzle with its little handle is angled away so that I can get what they refer to. I found this out on my YouTube videos. There it is. There's my vice. There it is. You have it. There it is. Home Depot. That's my body.
Pinch image to zoom in. That's right.
And I get it so I can get a purchase on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put all of my weight into righty, lefty loosey to get this thing unscrewed.
Oh,
and it ain't budget. So you would say next step. I get the WD-40 again and I spray it. And then I go for the hammer. And I said, all right, I'm gonna try to go for the hammer.
The hammer?
I go for the hammer to just like maybe dislodge the calcification to do that. And I take one whack with the hammer, nothing doing. I said, well, I need to use a little more elbow grease. So I take more of a whack with the camera. On the third whack with the hammer, I break off the tip of the nozzle. And it flies across just as Carla is coming around the corner. She says, what the F are you doing?
Hammer.
The hammer time. Just as she's coming around the corner, a projectile. She said, you know, you could have dented the car. I said, yeah, I know I could have. It didn't work. Then it's to the hacksaw. And so I get the hacksaw and I start. And by the way, this is not a plastic nozzle. It's got a metal, kind of a composite metal on the end of this this nozzle. I cut through the nozzle and then I get a chisel.
Not a chisel.
I get the end of a screwdriver and take
the
hammer.
Almost like an awl. Yeah.
And I make two cuts and then it pops right out the little section. Mm-hmm. Then I take the screwdriver again and I'm chiseling this time. This means it's opening up and it comes off. But I didn't realize that when I'd hacksawed off the nozzle, I'd also cut through the end of the hose.
Yeah.
So now the hose is virtually
useless. Curtains.
Yeah, it's curtains. Right. But you know what, Mike? At least you've got a vice now.
Yeah, I got a vice.
Vice held up.
You're a better man than I am. I would have completely cut that hose with just frustration. Later.
You mean snip the hose off?
I just snipped it because I was like, I'm not using a vice. I'll wait for some online retailer to deliver it next week.
Exactly.
You can cut the hose, not with those specialty hoses, though, with those inflatable. You got to get a new hose.
Yeah.
So now I have to find out today after the show's over whether the hose is connected to the other side. And if that's calcified, I'm screwed.
Is there a local, maybe not a Home Depot, but maybe a True Value or an Ace?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Ace one up near Millbridge. There's one up near Millbridge. That's about 45 minutes away.
Oh, God.
And also, look in the dumpster. There might be a hose in there.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
What about the mark that is wall?
The what?
Walmart?
Yeah, I could go in there. Huh? Yeah, I could go in there.
And they could also have one delivered to you in a day.
Yeah, I hate that. I like to get stuff. I don't like stuff delivered. Anyway, thank you. I'm doing all right.
Homeowner advice.
Yes.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Spiewak Family Update right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good news. There,
yes.
I teased. We'll be right back. And now, Kingston.
God Almighty.
Hi, I'm Larry. Bob Eubanks. Still the best. I don't understand why stores don't sell single sticks of chewing gum. I don't like the way that crow is looking at me. The Grand Canyon makes me sad. I use a lot of salt. the Swiss think they're so great. I never have enough dimes. Ham makes me anxious. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the airport. Whoa, funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMarishow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. We're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. More deliveries mean more boxes left unattended and more chances for packages to go missing. Thieves.
Yes, horrible thieves.
Bastards. Anyway, I call them porch pirates. Not a fan. Thanks, Rob. I just read that. No, I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You see the Ring videos where people steal stuff.
Right.
Luckily, with Ring, you can keep your home safe no matter where you are. Ring is on a mission to make neighborhoods safer, and it's working. From video doorbells and security cameras to smart security lighting and alarm systems, Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure anytime, anywhere. I have the Ring floodlight cam, which couldn't be any better. When I decided to head up to Maine, I knew that I could keep track of Florida with just a glance at my phone. That's peace of mind. You can rest easy anywhere, everywhere with Ring. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building a custom security ring for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS.
Yeah.
That's great. And you can customize it anyway, indoor, outdoor, any way you want to do that. That's the way it works. Okay. Right after the show yesterday, not too long after the show, we got some news. Rob has been dealing with the system, the man, the pandemic, and your daughter, what was about 7-8 days ago, spiked a fever?
A week ago Tuesday, woke up with a fever, and it panicked us. Of course, in this time, you're going to go nuts. So we went and got her tested, and they said 3 or 4 days, and as of the close of yesterday's show, we still had no results. And she had spent that entire time in her bedroom, as I said yesterday, taking meals like Hannibal Lecter. I mean, she was isolated. And she said yesterday, after continually calling and getting the answer, well, you know, it was a holiday weekend. It was a holiday weekend. Mm. It was a holiday weekend.
By the way, that became a national story, that holiday weekend. I remember reading about that. Certain players for one league couldn't get test results because of the hot 3-day weekend.
3-day weekend. Throws everything
in. I mean, it's just America lately. It's just hard
I can send my poop out in the mail and find out if something's up. Why can't I, and faster than I can get these test results back?
And I've been doing that for years, and it's fantastic. The sending of the poop. Sometimes they just send it to people.
People want to know what's going on, Rob. Tell everybody what's going on.
Okay, so yesterday, the facility didn't even answer their phone. I said, that's ridiculous. So she called the facility where she originally got the test and asked for an appointment, and they gave her one. She masked up, put on her gloves, and drove over yesterday, had an 11 o'clock appointment, and they were able to get her results. She's negative. It was probably strep. Mm. She did a flight of antibiotics, but she did not ever have the virus. And it was, I can't tell you what a great feeling it was. Because we all knew deep down it wasn't that, because she was only symptomatic for about a day and a half. But to have that removed as from the back of our minds, because...
I would say you didn't know. You were hopeful.
We were hopeful.
Yeah, but you didn't. No one knows. The only people that know are the doctors, right?
And so you hope and you keep your fingers crossed.
You can be completely without symptoms of any kind, as everybody knows, and everybody's read about this. We're all
you're hopeful.
Amateur doctors.
You're like, doctors. My brother got his test back and he's negative.
Great.
Right?
Thank God for that. He's on the front line.
So you get that, but it took him almost 8 days to get his results back, and he's an effing doctor.
For a doctor. I know, it's not acceptable.
It's such a strange world we live in. When you mentioned that it was the 3-day weekend, or the holiday weekend, I should say, I was saying to myself, well, wait a minute, I have never, and now I'm reflecting on it now, I never remember in my adult life that particular holiday not having a thing. Not doing something. And I think so many Americans, it's such a big deal. We did nothing. There was nothing going on. There was really nothing.
Stared at my mom and my wife.
That was it. It was kind of like I watched television.
I spoke to my father and I said, I TiVo'd the fireworks at Macy's. He said, are you out of your mind? What are you doing? You're better than that. And I said, yeah, you know what?
Thank you.
I'm watching television of fireworks. That's ridiculous. Nothing went on. Nothing at
all. It was nothing. And so when they said it was the holiday weekend, I was like, well, nobody was doing anything.
I know, yeah.
So many things were canceled. But that's one of the issues that apparently people were in certain parts of the country doing things. When you saw that video we showed from Texas earlier in the week where the fireworks collapsed. It's strange. I don't know. I just don't think that... collectively, we're taking anything really seriously in America.
If you've got CVS and grocery stores open on the 4th, you would hope that they'd pay these people time and a half or double to run some tests on the weekends.
Yeah, it's sort of a big deal. I don't know if they've read the papers, but it's sort of a big deal. Anyway.
Well, now we've gotten two tests back. Thank God your daughter was negative. She went through an independent lab, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I went through the state where we went in and got swabbed, and... what's interesting is we called and got through to get our results when we were driving up here on Friday, week ago Friday. And Carla got a call yesterday telling her she was negative. I haven't gotten a call yet.
But you've been told.
I found out. I called and they went into the system. But it's just it's so, there's so much going on right now, and it gets a little weird and it gets a little hinky.
Yeah.
And, you know, my daughter is coming into town next week. And she's coming in from Virginia, so we have to get on the website and find out what the protocol is for the state coming in from Virginia, because I'm not sure where Virginia sits on
That's
the
right.
scale
right
of
where
is Virginia now Maryland. on the cases as far as is it?
If I'm not mistaken,
yesterday was another big day.
Yeah, no. Wait a second. If I'm not mistaken. Virginia is nowhere near Florida. We're not in Florida, Arizona.
Let's
not sensationalize what's happening in our area. Be honest about it. All right.
Well, no, but there's a real. You have states that are going up and states that aren't.
Maryland and DC are going down. I don't know if Virginia is going up in a rapid clip or if it's just steadily moving.
Well, let's find out right now.
It's hard. It's also hard because Virginia is so regional, because Northern Virginia is really not the same state as Western Virginia and Southern Virginia.
You can say the same thing about Maryland.
You are such a snob, Rob.
Maryland. Well, what are we group in Cumberland? Yeah, I get that. Like the populated areas are around
Cumbies.
The city.
Yeah. Got to go to Cumbies, Mike.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when I see that heat map on the news, I don't see Virginia.
No, the map's okay.
Yeah.
The map's okay for.
I want to be honest about what we're talking about here and not sensationalize what's happening. That what I see.
Coronavirus, Virginia Department of Health. I'm looking at it right now. Hold on just a second. Let's see where we are. And by the way, speaking as a Floridian, you can't always trust those departments at all.
I want to make sure that we get this right is because I think the reward for those that are living in the DMV area is because, frankly, they've taken this in pretty much more serious than the most of the country. And you
I
can
agree.
See that the people are wearing masks. And this is why this is the result of wearing masks on a regular basis. Your numbers start trending down. And if they're trending up, they're not moving at a rapid clip like they are in the Southwest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible website in Virginia, by the way, to get
shocking.
I like to see a little graph. That's what I like to see. Let me see. Coronavirus. Hold on.
So you do the right things. The bare minimum. Wearing a mask.
That's it.
I think you're rewarded with these trends.
All right. I'm gonna go to News Center 4 and what you need to know on July 8th. So that was yesterday.
Let's see.
Come on. Please help me.
Click on the Barbara Harrison graphic.
The 7-day moving average for new cases in Virginia and Maryland continues a slow upward trajectory, as shown by the graph.
Yep, but slow is good.
I'll take slow all day.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
So after Julia left the clinic and got her results, she had to go to Target and get a few things. I said, "That's great. You're masked up. Do it." She said she went in, and when she got home, she said she saw what she referred to as a herd of eighth graders. She said a herd of eighth graders were at Target, and most of them were masked like this.
Under the nose. You've identified the. If you're wearing a mask, the old ladies up here.
Yes.
If it's under your schnoz, if it's under your ever expanding beak, you old cow,
Crone.
You're not wearing the mask properly. Don't let it hang off your dog ears and linger under your chin. Put it over your entire mouth and nose.
Julia said that she was going to approach them and say, you know, your makeup would be so much prettier if you wore your mask right. But she said, I didn't do it. Because there's nothing worse than having a herd of eighth graders after you. And then she looked at me and she said, you know what? It wasn't so bad being in my room for 8 days.
Let me see. New cases, July 9th, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That's today. DC, 73 new cases. Way to go, District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. Well done.
Wearing our masks.
New cases in Maryland, 465. Not good.
No.
That's still ticking up a little bit.
It's better than 10,000.
Virginia. I don't even bother going to the Florida site.
No.
What's the point? Virginia, 633. So, yeah, I mean, you know, not bad, really.
No.
Not bad at all.
It's a fraction of what these hotspots are getting.
I mean, it's you know, where you are, I hope everything's going well. But it's, you know, it's people when they're coming in. Maine is very, very careful with that. I'm going to Florida right now since Oscar asked. I'm doing
good.
That. By the way, this is takes a long time to load. Because
well, do appreciate,
so many,
this is important.
Checking out the Florida COVID cases right now.
I wouldn't go to that website without a virus protection on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
This could be either yesterday or today, but it says new cases today. 10,140.
Yeah.
Hi, Florida.
How are you? Wow.
Yeah, Siri.
10 times what the entire DMV has. Ten times.
Florida COVID positive people, 234,238.
Yeah. Where
Let's open those
people.
Schools in August. Let's do that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So that's it. Glad to hear your family's safe and your son's doing well, too.
He is. And actually, later on, I have a big announcement about him. He's taking a step in the world of employment.
Oh, we'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Well, we're living here.
Oh, so you always dreamt about talking to the boys of the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, a sit-down, a face-to-face. Well, now you can with the TMOS Talking Heads. It's a live video call with Mike, Rob, Oscar, and you. So email Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Tell him why you're worthy of being on the show, and you just might be one of the lucky ones to appear on the next TMOS Talking Heads segment. Now let's get back to the Mike O'Mara Show, already in progress.
Thank you, Paulie. And tomorrow, do we have our talking head lined up for tomorrow's show already?
Actually, I have three lined up. I will interview them today and choose the best candidate.
Ooh, competition. Yay! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. As more places reopen and we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. It's tough. With everything on everybody's mind, you want to have a good, good sleep experience. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. Sleep Number to the rescue. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust each side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting so it's just right for both of you. Here's a fact. Compared to the average sleepers, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more of sleep per night. Everybody knows how you feel when you have a good night's sleep.
The best.
It makes your life better. Quality sleep, one of the best methods to boost physical and mental health, and that's important now more than ever. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. We're not sure what Winslow's is. Sorry, I'm not going to do that. Not during a Sleep Number ad.
You're fine.
We love Sleep Number. Discover proven quality sleep for your health and well-being with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. For a limited time, save up to $900 on select smart beds. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store, online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS, or by chat. Come on, chat it up, baby.
Baby.
Make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. 1-1002. Now, when you have a Sleep Number bed that you love and you endorse the product, you might want to really make sure that there are no creatures in the house that on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
no.
I had to bring it up. Winslow. I mean, I'm glad, Carly, you want the puppy to sleep with us, for Christ's sake, but the puppy's not ready. And by the way, now, because he's conditioned to, you know, sleeping wherever he wants, and when we put him in the crate, it's like, knock, 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 knock.
Oh, he's upset. Yeah.
He did wake me up licking my face, though, around my CPAP mask.
Oh, that's sweet. Did you, when did you find said...
nice mental picture there, isn't it?
Sounds like a horror movie. He was just checking to make sure you were alive.
Hello, Winslow. Do you want to play a game?
All right. I'm sorry.
Did you find said puddle?
I came to bed much later than Carla. Carla went up about 10. I came up about a little after midnight. I was, I'll talk about it tomorrow. I was watching TikTok. And I have lots of questions that I will get to on tomorrow's show when
Kids
we have our talking
it.
Heads. And Carla had informed me that Winslow had done that, and she had tended to it. So I got into bed, and I felt dampness at my feet. And I tapped Carla on the shoulder. This is very late. This is like 12:30. She goes, "What? What? What?" I said, "I'm just making sure that the dampness I'm feeling is the spot that you cleaned." And she's like, "What? You know, that kind of sleep thing that I have no patience for." I'm wide awake. I'm like, "I've been watching TikTok videos, and I'd like to know if the dampness that I'm putting my feet in is where you clean. Can you check?"
Yeah.
She goes, so she gets up, goes potty. Then she comes back. She's like, "Let me just see. Where?" No. And then this to me, you want to know,
man.
You want to know why she is the dog whisperer?
Why?
This is why. So she comes over and goes, "What did you do?" I said,
"You?
I didn't do anything."
Yeah,
like, I was, here's the way the mind worked. I woke the dog up when I came upstairs. The dog immediately peed on the end of my bed.
Oh, you scared the dog so much.
Yeah, yeah.
You stomped in.
Yeah.
Not that the dog has been on the earth for 11 weeks.
Hey, Winslow, do you know TikTok?
And he shouldn't be sleeping. You know, the deal with the puppy is every time the puppy wakes up, You're supposed to take the puppy out.
Take him out, yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm not. That ain't my job. I said that. I made that real clear. Mm-hmm. I said, I am not the puppy taker outer, especially when I'm going down a flight of stairs with old hips, 61 years old. When I make that trek up Mount Everest to get into our little loft bedroom up here, I am done walking for the day.
Time to move Mike upstairs, honey. That's okay.
So anyway, it's a, what are you going to say something?
Oh,
what were you going to say?
Tough guy.
Oh, wow. You have to show our listeners that.
Tough guy.
That's right. You know, you look really sexy in that robe. Would you be willing to give the listeners a look at you in your little robe?
Hey.
Really? You look so beautiful right now.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
You really look gorgeous. Come on over.
Come on, Carla.
It's really the gun show.
Just a taste.
Yeah. Come on.
First one's free.
Come on.
I know. I don't want. I can exploit my wife.
Listen. What? I have a suggestion.
Can you hear, Carla?
Yeah, we can hear.
A little bit.
I have a suggestion. You come to bed with me, and therefore Winslow won't pee in your spot.
Mm.
How about that?
Damn!
Yeah, but you go to bed earlier than I do. I stay up later than you do a lot of times.
Counter offer, Mike.
I'll come up. I'll come up and I'll do that.
Here's a counter offer. Why doesn't she go to bed when you go to bed?
Yeah, why don't you stay up with me then? What's the news on your son before we go to break?
Next Monday, he starts his new job as a pizza jockey. He will be working.
Mike, why are you laughing?
Because Robert III has the greatest jobs. He worked at a Wegmans. That didn't pan out because he broke his foot.
Well, the foot broke. Really, management was really not treating him well at Wegmans. Because I was like, see? Told ya! But he has friends at, this is called Firework Pizza.
Wait, can I ask you? We're running out of time, but I have to ask you this.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever really did a dive on why the Wegmans thing went south. What happened with that?
Because they had a lack of skilled sandwich artists, and so they were overbooking the amount of work that the people had to do when they were on shift. Like, they would book two people, or they would schedule two people when there was three people, and they have to do the cleanup and the maintenance of all the temperature checks and all that stuff, and then they've got still lines of people to make sandwiches. So there were sacrifices being made. He actually made formal complaints. The fact that said they can't do their job effectively with the amount of hours that are being assigned, and they said, well, do what you can. That's what they said. They said, pizza does it. The pizza section at Wegmans. Pizza's able to do it. And he said, okay, well, thanks anyway. So he quit that job.
He peased out.
Yeah, he did. But he has...
I didn't know that it was a problem.
His strict authority from the friends that he has that work at Firework Pizza, that it's Mike, and here I'll use the Charlie Warren expression that you love, it's a good outfit.
Have you had the pizza?
It's excellent. And they do some like gourmet stuff too. They do a blue cheese pizza with a balsamic. Oh boy. This is nice stuff. This is good.
Nothing like
stuff.
A blue cheese pizza. Nothing like a blue cheese
pizza. Fat bastard.
I'm making a. What is it? Fireworks pizza?
Firework pizza of Leesburg. Yeah. They start on
pizza,
Monday.
We'll save a segment for that one. I can't wait. Yeah, discount for the family? Family discount at all?
Absolutely. All you can
all
eat.
Right. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Way to go, Robert.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
I don't know. I don't know, Henry. You might fold under questioning.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by the TMOS Patron Society. We needed it. You suggested it. So we're doing it. It's the TMOS Patron Society. This is quite simply during the pandemic times, we are asking for your help. Something we've never done before. Maybe right at the very beginning we did, but now we're doing it again. We need it, and we'd like you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to TMOS. $1, $5, $10 a week, or any amount. It's entirely up to you. Doesn't have to be by the week. It can be a one-time thing, too. You can do that, right? Is that, I mean, I haven't looked at it. Yeah. So,
it's right there. All the details are right on the site, Mike.
Your patronage is the fuel that will keep this show running. TMOS needs you, and you can make a difference. We know that you get it, and we appreciate more than you know all the help you're giving us. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to keep on keeping on. Probably something we should have done a long time ago, just for a little added security for the show. Your support means the world to us. Now more than ever, we appreciate you, and we thank you. If you're hearing my voice right now, you say, oh, I'd like to help out, go to the Mike O'Mara Show homepage. And check it out. We would appreciate that. And thank you to the people that have supported us already early on in this project.
News!
Boo! All right. News you may not need all over the place today because there's not a lot of celebrity stuff and it's boring. And I don't care about Kanye West's platform. And I don't care about the lady from Glee that unfortunately lost her life.
Sad.
I don't know her. It's sad. A lot of stuff going on. But it was weird and it was just not sizzly as far as you know, the story of the day. It's a weird time, I think, because of the COVID, and that's why I give it to you. And if you're tired of it, I'm sorry, but that's what people are talking about. Beauty shops in New York, speaking of my lovely wife, aren't allowed to give facials under coronavirus restrictions.
Okay.
So one place has now switched to giving butt facials.
Oh.
I don't know if I've ever... Carla, have you ever heard of a butt facial?
Is it a facial?
Whatever it is, you're not giving one. It includes exfoliation, a deep scrub, pimple removal.
Wow.
And moisturizing, since those are legal. New York has also had to stop a $6.6 million program to give vasectomies to deer on Staten Island because of budget cuts.
The butt facial, is that like, will they lance a boil if they see that? Like, is that
Carla gives back facials to men. That's what she will. I mean, it's actually to exfoliate the back where people don't tend to the back. The back doesn't get the attention.
And either way, they're dealing with your cheeks.
Not from your wife. I'm just saying, like, if I could order it somewhere.
Well, no, it's a thing, I guess. I've never gotten one, though, even from her. But I've gotten a regular facial from her. And
for me,
why would you get one?
Yeah, you should.
She hasn't done one for me yet.
I would be demanding those on a regular basis.
And for me, it would be a great deal because I mean, there's so much of my back.
We are now up here in the process of trying to find her a space.
Oh, that's
a small
sweet.
Space where
that's
she sweet. Can yeah. Do the
a pop-up
job.
Pop-up shop?
Hey, how about
pop-up shop? That's
the workshop.
Right. Yeah, but there's not. I mean, that's nasty in there. It's got grizzlies in there. It's got
does
spiders.
Have a vice though.
Anyway, the pandemic may have saved the lives of thousands. Shut up. The pandemic.
He was being nice.
I know he was. The pandemic may have saved the lives of thousands of wild animals from becoming roadkill. I can tell you about that up here. Driving down 70% in the spring, there was a significant drop in number of reports of cars hitting the animals. We arrived here on, what day was it? Friday at dusk.
Oh.
And within 2 miles, I almost had two deer.
Really?
Both right in front of the car. And the first one caught us by surprise on the main highway. And then the second one, we were looking for them. And they are thick up here. They are thick, thick, thick. So
in Leesburg, there's a market increase in animals driving cars. And it's horrible.
It's terrible. That's a bear in that Prius. Hey, how was that?
You got to find the food somewhere.
A bear coming in from Martinsburg. What the hell is that? Arizona, Florida, and South Carolina each had more new coronavirus cases per capita in the past week than any entire country in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So there's that.
It's brutal.
Thank you, Governor. Thanks for your help. Thanks for your leadership, you incredible vacuous dipshit. Sorry. Had to say it. I'm tired of watching his thick, overfed ass and his stupid ass little press conferences. Open schools, open schools, open schools. It's there's no thought whatsoever.
The parents want
it. This is the way I want to do it, and this is the way we're going to do it.
The mothers want it. The fathers want it.
Not my kid.
Kids want it.
Not my kid, baby.
No, baby.
I don't care. He's going to be in a computer for a while. Arizona is the same way. South Carolina the same way. So it's very, very scary. I'm not sure what they're doing with Arizona and South Carolina with the school openings. I'm not part of that. I'm living the whole thing with Florida, wanting to open. By the way, Lee County, Florida, August 12th. No. Not going to happen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Got an email from Loudoun County yesterday that says they've extended the day that you decide whether you're going to go to school or not. And it said in the email, June 15th. I said, attention to detail. Awesome.
June 15th. These bureaucrats.
Thanks for the extension in the past.
All right. If you're single now or can vaguely remember when you were single in the past,
I miss those
you
days.
Probably had a type. I don't think I did when I think about it when I was single, but you might have thought you had a type.
Oh, no. Your type was 18 to 22.
Now and behave
hot.
Yourself.
Red Damn hot. It.
Shut up. According to a new study. Boy, she looked great, though, today. I mean, just casually.
I mean,
great,
how dare you know? She? She didn't even share it
she
with
looked
us.
Awesome. According to a new study out of the University of California, Davis, there really isn't such a thing as a type in dating.
Really?
A survey that came out with this. It's a myth. So you should really stop being so picky. Here's the quote. In the end, we want partners who have positive qualities, but the qualities you specifically list don't actually have special predictive power for you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So it really could be like, yes.
This is perfect timing. Netflix has a new movie called Desperados. And it's about dating, and the young lady within. It's not as great as the other film we talked about,
The Wrong Missy.
The Wrong Missy.
But which I've now watched three times in its entirety.
This is a Attaboy. Nice surprise, Desperados, and the girl is dating. All her friends are getting married, and she pretends to be somebody else, and she gets in further along in a relationship than she's ever had. So it's fun to watch how the guy's like, I really love you. And she's like, he doesn't love me. He loves quiet me. I love talking. I'm not talking at all. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds funny.
It's a lot
Is
of fun.
Is it good?
It's good. It's good. You'll love it.
Oh, I'd love
cool.
to check yeah, that yeah, out. Yeah. That's awesome. In the end, we want partners who have positive qualities, but it doesn't necessarily correlate to whether they're going to be right for you. In other words, you may say you only like people who are funny, smart, and tall, but if you go on a date with someone who's not really any of those things, but is kind, thoughtful, and emotionally available, you may find yourself just as into them.
Yep.
So
that's how
this is like a Hugh Grant movie.
That's how I got Shannon, the first two, not the last one.
The researchers say the study shows we're not always great at picking our own potential dates. And we might as well let friends or even strangers set us up because we're just as likely to be happy with the results. And then maybe you will look across and say, my heart is. And always has been yours. Thank you. That's Hugh Grant from Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah,
which is a movie that I like.
When I met Carrie, she said, you know what I love? I love physical beauty.
And look what happened with that.
Exactly.
And now a little something. Animal researchers in New Zealand said a cat with a plastic peanut butter jar stuck over its head was captured after 2 weeks of evading rescue. Animal Rescue said the cat was first spotted about 2 weeks ago in a resident's backyard, but the feline was able to see through the plastic peanut butter jar and fled from an attempted rescue attempt. Or an attempted rescue. Thank you. They received word Monday that the cat had been seen nearly 3 miles from where it had previously been seen Friday, and it was seen 3 miles down the road in a backyard garden. They finally caught the cat by barricading the garden with crates, empty crates, so the cat couldn't get out,
nice.
Preventing it from running away.
Mm.
Then they took it to a vet, and they had the jar removed. When asked how it felt to be free of the jar, the cat said, whatever. anyway. We have to take a break, and when we come back, more fun. The audio vault right here on Mike O'Meara's show. Cats don't care.
They don't care.
Saved
about
its
anything.
Life, probably. Saved its life.
They don't care.
You need a vet to take a peanut butter jar off a cat?
Well, you don't want to hurt the thing.
Awesome.
You know,
not everybody has a vice.
That's true. Put the cat in the vice.
You're a second ahead of me. We'll take a break. Be right back on the Michael Barry Show. A vice.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelBarrowShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelBarrowShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Where'd I put that? All right, there we are. This segment of our program brought to you by KiwiCo. Love you it. Might feel like your kid's summer break started way early if you've been stuck at home together, which you probably have. But that summer vacation is actually here. Learning doesn't have to stop for summer because KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. It's super cool. Hands-on projects delivered every month. Boom. My son loves it. Loves KiwiCo. What about a constellation lantern? That's the last one we got. And a solar spinner for exploring the stars. So cool. He's a smart kid. If you have a smart kid, I swear to you, this will be good for them. Good These stuff. Are real engineering, science, and art projects for children and parents. The quality is amazing. Plus, there are different crates for kids of all ages. So it's not just for my little six-year-old, soon-to-be seven-year-old. There's something for every kid on your list. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There is something for every kid or kid at heart. At KiwiCo, we genuinely love it. You will, too. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And then maybe you can build your constellation lantern.
Nice.
Do it. Do it. That easy. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, July 9. And, another governor. Governor Sununu not going to the Republican convention that they're having in Florida.
That's good. Oh, and by the way, I was surprised to see that there was a spike in cases in Tulsa. That's amazing to me.
Yes, very strange, isn't it? I just can't imagine why.
Draw a correlation there.
Weird. Very odd.
Let's focus on music for just a couple moments here. Despite the fact that we are gripped by Corona, Kelly Clarkson continues to produce moments for her Kelly Clarkson show. And you tend to forget what a great singer she is. She does a feature called Kellyoke. And she produced this record virtually. Mike, tell me she doesn't kill it. How will I know if he really loves me? I say a prayer in every heartbeat. I fall in love. And a pretty brave record to take a crack
Hell
at.
Hell yeah.
It's yeah. What a great record. Love
it's
this
such a good song.
I played it.
If he loves me now. I gotta let it play. There's one note here at the end that's so great. Love it. I just thought that was awesome.
If I recall, in this record was presented to you when you were a PD, if I'm not mistaken, right? With an eight ball?
and a vice.
I'm not sure if it's the album. I got a Whitney Houston album, I don't remember which one it was, but I remember the first time I heard Whitney Houston was in a radio station, and cool. I remember going, "Whoa, that's special." And then the rest is history.
Also, ask and you shall receive. Remember when we played the Steve Miller remix that had the whoop woo all over it?
Yeah.
So I asked about the song "Take the Money and Run."
This here's a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do.
They just put the clap after everyone.
Here's what happened when
did the whole damn record. I don't know. I find it very funny. Oscar, I pulled this for you.
Okay.
Did you know that Lisa Kudrow and Conan O'Brien were actually in an improv group together before either one of them were
famous? Which one?
I think it was a Los Angeles-based one, okay. But they took improv classes together. Might have been the Groundlings. I don't know.
So cool.
Shouldn't guess. But she was a guest on the virtual Conan show last night, and she talked about the Friends reunion. I know it means a lot to you, but Conan had a good idea of how they could handle it.
We have something on the books to do it, you know, at some point in August, and we'll see. Hopefully, yeah, that would be great.
You know what would really piss people off is if you guys did it, you guys on Zoom, and you're not in the same room, and you can't really hear each other that well, and then you say, well, there it is. Goodbye, America. Come on. That'd be a fun prank.
That would be so good. And then freezing, it's like, I'll never forget the time.
And I think they should do it, and they should have the same audio quality as that clip.
I was going to say, I have to mention. Look, not for Lisa Kudrow, whoever's calling from their house. That's not required. But regarding Conan, what is the deal? Did TBS not budget for that particular end of things?
You would be surprised what people are just like, it's good enough for government work. Let's figure it
it's
out.
It's amazing. It's just silly. It's silly.
Meanwhile, Kelly Clarkson is making hit records in her living room.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I don't know.
The TBS guys, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with sports when you watch live sports. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say baseball, that playoff series is going to be on TBS.
Oh, no.
All right. I get it.
Let's close with this. There is obviously an era of racial unrest this summer. We've seen it all over America, but you don't know that it's also an international thing, and they changed the name of a pub in England because they found out that it was named after a guy who was a slave trader. But I like the name that they're using as a placeholder for this pub.
The pub was actually named after Edward Colston, a Bristol slave trader whose ships transported tens of thousands of slaves from Africa. But after anti-racism demonstrators toppled his statue in the city, the pub has temporarily changed its name to Ye Old Pubby McJunkface, which perhaps better represents its patrons, I guess. The pub has said, of course, this is only a temporary name awaiting better suggestions.
I bet you it will stick.
So, Mike, I will see you at Ye Old Pubby McDrunkface.
Pubby McDrunkface. Thank you. What a great name for a bar. I love that.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a good Thursday, everybody. See you at Fireworks.
Pubby McDrunkface. And congratulations on the gig, Robert III.
Good boy.
We'll look for you at Fireworks Pizza
of
in Leesburg, Virginia.
Yes. And, tip generously, please.
That's awesome. That's great. I could use a pie right now. I'm in the middle of my fasting. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget Talking Head tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rob's screening them today. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
I'm a phony, just like you.
Bye-bye.